Hi, everybody. It's Jeremy and Stephanie coming at you almost live from the Hershey RV Show from an undisclosed hotel location in our mobile podcasting studio. And we're recording the first of four special short episodes all about the Hershey RV Show and just all about the things we're kind of finding exciting and interesting here. And all four of these podcasts are being sponsored by our friends at Progressive Insurance. So a super big thank you to them.
And did you know that adding your RV insurance with another RV policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out there on the road seeing the sights? Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV to learn more.
No, I did know that.
I know you did. And some of our listeners do, too, because we have been spotting our podcast listeners out and about around the Hershey RV Show. And the very first podcast listener that found me said, oh, I want my swag. I have two Progressive policies.
Did you give him double swag?
I didn't. And in retrospect, I probably should have. I feel bad now.
So huge thanks to Progressive for making this all happen. We're thrilled to be doing these four special shows. And if you spot us over the next 3 days at the Hershey RV Show, Stephanie has a backpack full of Progressive swag.
I do. I've been hauling it around and giving it out
and
for the last couple days.
And somebody said on Instagram, it's nice swag.
Yeah, water bottle. It's not bad. Okay, so let's go with our first episode. And the theme, every one of these episodes is going to have a theme. And the theme of this very first episode is the new tiny trailers that are out there on the scene. And this is a very good year for tiny trailers.
It is. And people are talking about that already on social media, that there seems to be a lot more tiny trailers than last year. And there just are. Mm-hmm. There are way more. I mean, I got here 4 hours ago and you just kind of like showed me around really quickly to some of the ones that we were thinking about talking about. But it was noticeable how many more tiny trailers are out there. Stephanie, what's going on with this RV industry trend?
What's going on is that we've been hearing the news that the typical RV customer is getting younger, right? We've been hearing that news, and it's actually happening. And what happens is when the typical RV customer, you know, is getting down into their early 40s, late 30s, guess what they have? Kids. And they have an SUV. They have a family car. They don't want to necessarily upgrade to a truck, but they want that RV. And really, I think that that was a hole, right, in the RV industry.
You're pointing out something fascinating, that some of these tiny trailers are being built for families.
I am.
And then also, those crazy millennials, they like RVs.
Right.
They like campgrounds. They like getting outside. So I think a lot of these RVs are also being marketed towards people in their late 20s and their 30s who are starting to get some buying power.
20s and 30s. That's what I think it is. And in their 20s, you know what? They don't have kids. They can have a tiny trailer and it can be super fabulous.
Yeah, people don't have kids now, so they're like... like 60. That's really when
and
people
then,
have kids these days.
In your 30s, you have kids, but you know what? Maybe you don't have the amount of money to
get. Maybe you want to get rid of the kids.
Because those kids are expensive. And so you want that tiny trailer that can also, you know, bring your two kids along for the ride. And I think this year we are truly seeing fun new options for both the single person, the couple, and the family of four.
Yeah,
five is always going to be a little tricky. We know that.
Five is tricky. You got to move up into standard fare. I think it's also, you know, we're RV Family Travel Atlas. We like to cover everything that's out there. But we do have a particular fascination with the smaller trailers. Maybe it's just kind of like we're like...
Jealous
and we really want one. But also there seems to be more innovation going on in the smaller trailers and maybe in the high-end, you know, million-dollar mm-hmm. trailers too, where the middle doesn't seem to change as much from year to year. It's like they figured out great floor plans for bunkhouses and families. And, you know, from year to year, things progress slowly. With tiny trailers, it's like, you know, we're seeing things we've never seen before.
Yeah. And let's clarify what we mean by tiny trailer, too. Okay?
That's a good point.
So what we're looking at when we're looking at tiny trailers is really, in my mind, like a 3,500 pound or less.
The ones we're talking about today are 20 feet and mm-hmm. under. I mean, we're going to be talking about a bunch of RVs that are 18 feet long, which, you know, some people might say, well, that's not a tiny trailer, but, you know, it is. And a lot of them are under 3,000 pounds. Now, I'm not saying every single one is under 20 feet and under 3,000 pounds, but most of them are.
Yeah, I think we're basically looking at between 1,500 and 3,500. And the reason why that is an important sort of weight point is because that is what you are looking at if you're looking to use your family SUV as opposed to moving up into a truck, right? A crossover, a Subaru, a crossover, an SUV.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of SUVs and minivans that are rated to tow 3,500 mm-hmm. pounds. And then if you move up into some more serious SUVs, 5,000 pounds.
Right.
Right. So these are the types of trailers that you could pull with those types of SUVs. And then some of the super light ones, you know, hypothetically, maybe you could pull with a Subaru that, you know, that you need to be careful at that point.
Yeah.
Though, when you're trying
we
to
think
do something
that
like
gets
that.
Shaky. Yeah. So that's why we are looking at this particular grouping of trailers. And there was a lot to talk about. So we're really excited. So you ready to get going?
I'm always ready to get going. So we love the new Jayco Hummingbird. And we actually did an interview with the product manager, John Fisher, that's going to be a featured topic coming up. But we wanted to give a little sneak peek mm-hmm. of that, I guess, and also draw some attention to them because they're a new entry into the kind of teardrop camper, which seems to be a pretty hot little segment now. And there's lots of competition from companies such as Winnebago and the R-Pod and all of that stuff. But Jayco came on pretty strong in this department, and we really like the exterior look of the mm-hmm. Hummingbird, and it's really nice inside too. So what are your thoughts on the Jayco Hummingbird?
Yeah, so the Hummingbird, I really liked how it kind of gave you a hint of what might be to come with their exterior, right? They definitely, cleaned it up a little bit. It looked a little more linear with some of the other, travel trailers that are out there starting to pop up onto the scene. So I liked that simple, clean look on the outside.
It is a really nice, clean look on the outside. And they look really good in person. The paint job's just very nice. I like the Hummingbird 17FD. So that has like a queen-size bed on the left as you walk in. On the right, it has the U-shaped dinette, which would fold down into a bed that could sleep two kids. Now, obviously, that depends on you, if you want both of your kids in the same bed, and if you want to have to fold it down every night and make it into a bed. And then it has a slide-out, too, which makes it fairly spacious for a teardrop-styled camper.
Yeah, so one of the things that I like right now is the option. It's almost like you can decide whether a really big bathroom or a really nice kitchen is important to you, right?
Well,
that seems to be a trend in this teardrop, like saying, hey, if you really love your RV kitchen, we're going to give you a nice rear kitchen.
The 17RK has a rear kitchen, and it still has the U-shaped dinette and the queen bed.
Lots of counter space in that kitchen.
It has more counter space than our 33-foot travel trailer.
And tons of storage.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, you could also, if that bathroom is really important, and having that full bathroom, not a wet bath, you can get the model with the bathroom across the rear.
Yeah, the 17RB. And then the dinette's kind of like small there. It's more like a two-person dinette, not a four-person dinette. And they're introducing a fifth floor plan also that has bunks. And we're going to talk more about that with John Fisher, their product manager. So if you're interested in that whole kind of teardrop thing and you just want to see what all your options are, check out the Jayco Hummingbird.
Yeah, so the MSRP on the Hummingbird, it comes in at around $24,000, depending obviously on what model you're looking at, which is going to be the case for all of the pricing that we give on this show. And then the show pricing that was there today that we saw was, coming in at around $18,000 plus or minus depending on the unit.
And depending on how good you negotiate.
Yeah, depending on your negotiation skills. All right, what's next?
What's next is the Ciro Scotty, the big re-release of the Ciro Scotty. And a little guy worldwide is making these, and they're working with the grandson of the founder. So at the Hershey RV show, they have three of the five floor plans that are out right now, and there are more floor plans coming. And there's a lot of chatter online about the Scotties and a lot of interest in the Scotties because there's just so much interest in anything that's retro-styled. And I got to see all three of these today, and they're not what I expected necessarily.
Well, they're not what anybody expected.
But I really liked them. So why weren't they what some people expected, and what are they?
Yeah, so I actually, I had a great time in the last 2 days talking to both the grandson of John Ciro, Gary Pichel, and then also Chris Baum, who is the chief branding officer for Little Guy Worldwide, and some of the designers for the line. And it was really great because they were giving this feedback on, you know, they were like, oh my gosh, it's being released and people are saying it's not what they expected. So I was kind of like in the middle of all of this, and I had a fantastic interview with Chris, and you're going to hear that on a future show. I can't wait to release that.
And you interviewed the grandson.
I did. And the real heart of the issue here is that people were expecting a replica, right? A vintage trailer replica. And the story here is that they didn't do a replica of a vintage Ciro Scotty. What they did was a concept. The Scotty was known as the working man's trailer back in the 60s and 70s when it was out there, right? And it was so popular. Obviously, they made them through the 90s. But, you know, the 70s was like, you know, the Scotty. Everybody knew the Scotty. And what they did was they made the 2016 version of the working man's trailer. This is an affordable family trailer.
The price points shocked me.
Yeah.
So it's not fancy pantsy. It's not like a deluxe retro trailer that maybe some people had in mind.
It's not precious.
It's not precious. Mm-hmm. But it's very functional and nice and clean, and it looks well built. And I fell in love with one of the floor plans.
Yeah, we had talked about this a lot before you came in town, because I was giving you the feedback. I was telling you what I saw and what I was thinking. And then you got here and you walked in and you were like, I really like this.
Well, I did. And I got to tell you, when I first saw pictures online, I had that same reaction. Like, well, it's not really what I thought they were going to do. I thought they'd be coming in with something at a $30,000 price point to kind of tickle the fancy of, you know, certain customers out there that
right.
want something kind of
the
hot,
look.
The look, and are willing to pay for that
mm-hmm.
look, right? But then the prices on these were the show prices.
Yes.
$15,000 to $17,000, a terrific price. Now, the three floor plans we saw, all right, we saw, let's start with the two bunkhouses. I mean, that's what I want to talk about here. And what really surprised me was there are bunkhouses mm-hmm. in this line. They have two, not bunkhouses, but two models with bunk beds, right? So the first one is the S16BHR. That has the two bunks. It has a decent-sized bathroom, decent-sized kitchen with some counter space. But then there's a convertible dinette, which also has to serve as the master bed. Now, I just got to tell you, I wouldn't want to put that bed down every night.
No,
I wouldn't
don't.
Want mom and dad to come in after the campfire. The kids are in bed in the bunks, so then have to, you know, make that bed and unmake that bed every day. So that one was fine. I mean, that might be the floor plan for you. But the larger bunkhouse, I loved. The S198BHR. So you walk in and that has a queen-size bed. Okay, and it's tucked up against the wall. So you got to think about whether it's comfortable for you to get in and out of that bed. I think we'd be fine with it, but it's not a fully walk-around bed. Then it has a dinette, a booth dinette. And what I really liked about this booth dinette that separates it from some of the other trailers with basically the same floor plan is it's not a two-person dinette. Four people can sit at this dinette. It's big enough for four
mm-hmm.
to sit. And I'm a big guy. I sat very comfortably at the dinette. Then you have the two bunks. You have a kitchen with nice counter space, a large bathroom. Now, there's a little tiny sink. The kitchen does not have a big sink. And here's the one thing you need to think about if you're interested in this model. No sink in the bathroom. Now, I just haven't decided if that would bother me or not.
Right. You know,
I would need to think about that more. What do you think?
Well, we've never done that before. To me, I almost like the idea of removing the sink out of the bathroom because I think that somebody's in the bathroom. Don't worry about it. You can still brush your teeth out here. You can still wash your hands out here. Like, it's not, you know, it kind of almost uses the space better because it frees up the bathroom for a shower or something and somebody can still be using the sink. So I think that, you know, when somebody's getting a smaller trailer like this, you're thinking about the functionality of the space, not the luxury of the space. So let's talk about our listener, Olivia, right? We have a listener who has been, you know, super active on our forum talking about her hunt for the travel trailer.
She has two kids, but mm-hmm. she wants something with some style.
Right. Poor Olivia wants style in her trailer. And honestly, like, I almost feel bad, right, for the people out there that really are dedicated to, like, having a little, like, style and
design.
That's
why I'm excited about this line that they're doing. I am so excited because they are making these for families. Now, like you said, if you have three or four kids, you know, I don't know if this is going to work.
No, let's not. I mean, okay? We don't need to go down that road. Not everything's for everyone.
If you have two kids and you've always wanted something a little more retro, a little more vintage, there's no competition right now. There aren't really other units out there that have the bunks and this styling. I think it's the only show in town.
Right. So, Olivia, we really think that you should look at this trailer. We've been so appreciative of all of your questions on our forum and, you know, like all of on social media. You're so engaged and we know that you're really hunting. So, you know, like this may be the price point and a little bit more of that style, you
know,
factor for you.
What's the warranty on this?
So Chris is going to talk about that more within the in the larger interview that I talked to him about. So there is a 1 year warranty on certain components, a 2 year warranty on others. I don't want to, you know, talk out of school.
So we'll get more information, but there's a little extra coverage maybe over some of the competitors.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would say to someone with kids who is to Olivia or anybody else who's interested in this model. It's pretty spacious inside. Where the other bunkhouse we just mentioned, where the dinette has to be folded down, that felt crammed to me.
Yeah.
There was no space in there. This one actually has a little bit of floor space. You know, it doesn't feel like you're closed in.
Yeah. And and it also has the bathtub. Right?
But you could give your kid a bath in that bathtub.
Yeah, you really could.
Give
You've got
even,
young kids.
You could give a 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7-year-old a bath in that bathtub. It's a good RV bathtub.
Yeah. Now, having said all of that, know that the Highlander, and I'm going to talk in the interview with Chris a lot about the Highlander too, that's coming out for 2017, you know, in January, February, and that's going to be a little bigger, maybe a little more upscale, you know. So if you're like, ooh, this is a little too simple for me, a little too, you know, well, there's more coming, and that's what we're excited about.
Yeah, and it's coming soon. Now, if mm-hmm. you don't have the kids, you don't care about the bunks, we also saw the S188RBR. So that has the full queen, a nice walk-around queen with plenty of room to walk around the bed, decent kitchen, counter space, dinette, and then a really spacious rear bathroom that takes up the entire rear of the rig, and it does have a sink in the bathroom, if that's what you're
after.
Yeah,
I think that's ultimately a theme that I find running through some of these tinier trailers, is that they're offering you the opportunity to choose which feature is most important to you. Dedicated beds, a bathroom, right? Or storage, or a kitchen. So here's the thing. If you're buying a small trailer, you can't have everything, people. Don't think you're going to have everything.
None of us can have everything, but particularly, you're right, particularly in the world of the small trailer, you're going to have to give up something big.
What do you want? Do you want storage?
What do you want, people? What do you want?
Then you're not going to have as much seating.
Yeah.
You want dedicated beds? Well, then you might not have, you might have a wet bath, right? Like, it's like, what is super duper important to you?
For instance, for me to give up that bathroom sink on the one that I like, I wouldn't care. I really honestly don't think I would care, because you're getting a lot in a small package.
Dinette bunks. You're getting the dinette. I could care less about the dinette.
And the weight was like less than 3,000 pounds, I think, on that one.
All right. So we are going to move out of sort of our comfort zone in terms of the price point. We're going up, people.
Look, I've paid this much for trucks.
Yeah. Okay. So you've paid more for trucks. But all right. So here we go. The Basecamp. Okay. Airstream just released, you know, huge buzz for the Basecamp by Airstream. Why? What is different about the Basecamp?
The Basecamp is a small package. I mean, you can have an Airstream in a small package that doesn't cost the price of a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are 40, floating around 40 or less than 40, which I'm not saying that's cheap, but you can get yourself into an Airstream at an entirely new price point. And it's beautiful.
Half.
It's
really,
yeah,
this
half.
Is half the
and
price
the
point.
Design,
yeah.
It has all of the things that take your breath away about a full-sized Airstream packed into a tiny package. Now, I said to you today, the floor plan of the one we went in mm-hmm. is like the Cricket floor
yeah.
plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's totally different otherwise, if that makes sense, in terms of what it looks like, what it's made of. How fancy it is, but it is essentially
design, yeah.
like the floor plan of the Cricket, where there's that nice kitchen up front.
Mm-hmm.
You could stand up there and cook or make your coffee or whatever. And then there's the seats in the back that become a bed.
And then there's a wet bath in the middle, which is obviously the biggest difference. Okay?
Thank you. That does separate it from mm-hmm. the Cricket, where you're not going to get that wet bath.
Yeah. So there there's a door in the back, which is sort of like your toy hauler door, which is, I think, becoming more and more prevalent in RVs and is going to continue to be. So, of course, in all of their branding and marketing material, they show people like passing through the kayak, right, into that space and stuff. So you do have that doorway in the back. And it also, of course, has the screen, which is so important, because if you have that door open, you're somewhere, you pull down that screen and you have a beautiful view onto the creek that you're backed up against to camp, right? Which is what I'm looking forward to so much in a toy hauler.
And look, it says that the length is 16 feet, yeah. 3 inches. It feels like you're in a larger unit. I mean, the use of space is pretty tremendous.
The reason why, and all of our tiny trailer, you know, manufacturers need to take note of this, is because it is surrounded by windows, because it has that soft that soft screening and those zip up sides, just like you would expect in a pop up. So you have you know, this soft sided light coming in, and it really makes a difference. It makes it feel open and airy. The kitchen up front is gorgeous and roomy. I'd be happy to work up there.
If we were, you know, just married, 25, no kids, wanting
base
to
camp,
travel the country, yeah. You know, this is a hot choice.
And let me be clear, this is for two people.
There's no third. Actually, in the commercial, it says a kid.
That's ridiculous.
But no, it is a two. To me, you're 100% right. It is a two-person unit. And honestly, it would be great for one person. You know?
And even a lot of the Class Bs, you can see how they could show the kids. You know, you can go, okay, you got the dining.
There's nowhere to put the kid here.
This is for two people. So if you're out there, you're the lovebirds, go get yourself
and
a base camp.
You know, when it's not folded down into the bed, when the back is just the two couches on either side with the tables in the middle, very comfortable place to hang out. Like you said, with those windows, to have fresh air coming in, a view of the river, a view of the stream. This is an adventurous little vehicle. Now, comparing it to the other tiny trailers we're talking about, it's the price of, I mean, the other ones.
Two of them,
well,
three of them.
You could get a truck, and you could get your truck, you know, like a used pickup truck, and one of these other RVs we're talking about at the price point of just the base camp. So
yeah.
It's a financial decision.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, you can account for that money. When you look at the base camp, you can see the money in it. The bottom line is that you are getting the Airstream aesthetic, the Airstream design, the Airstream quality.
It's an entry-level Airstream.
At an entry-level price.
As far as I know, they've never really had a product like this. And you see some of these other creative...
They did. It's called a used Airstream.
A 40-year-old Airstream.
That's what they did. That's what people would do for their entry-level Airstream. They'd find one on the side of the road.
And spend a year trying to
exactly.
master it and fix it. So it's interesting. And it almost, like, I always want to think about what's the industry angle here. And it makes you think that, you know, Airstream's looking around at some of these other companies, whether it's, you know, Hymer, which we'll talk mm-hmm. about in a minute, or Little Guy, and saying, well, we need something at this price point.
Yeah.
We need to get millennials into the Airstream.
Yeah. All right. So you brought it up. Let's talk about it.
The Hymer Touring was, I got to tell you, I got to the show with 3 hours left and we ran around and saw all these things. I want to check out the Hymer Touring again. I went into three of them. There's a bunch of them there.
Four. There's only four there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, mm-hmm. I went into two of them.
You went into two out of the four.
I went into two of them. We ended up talking with somebody from Road Trek a little bit. But the Hymer Touring makes an impression on the outside, and it's like, hello, Airstream, we're competing with you. Hello, Basecamp, we want to compete with you.
And we're going to cut you at half the price.
Well,
because
they're saying 20 to 30.
Yeah.
These are not for sale at Hershey.
No.
They had them shipped over from Europe just so people could get some buzz started.
All right, so let's back up, tell people a little bit about the story. So Hymer is a German company. They have a huge presence in Europe, right, for that RV culture in Europe. Now, Hymer came over last year with a Class B model, okay? They partnered... Well, they bought
Road Trek. It's one way of partnering.
It's one way of partnering. Buy them. So they did, right? Basically, they're doing that to get a manufacturing and distribution, you know, business model in America. So they did that with their Class B. Now they're coming over with their towables. So this
light.
This is the game plan, but they're not even here yet. They literally shipped over four of these Tourings from Germany. The ones that are at the Hershey RV show actually came over from Germany and are being displayed.
So there's no price on them.
No, this is what we got. We asked two different people because I wanted to see if we got the same answer. 20-ish to 30-ish.
And we did get the same answer. We corroborated it. Isn't yeah, that so the word? That's, we yeah, corroborated the yeah, information.
20-ish to 30-ish is going to be the MSRP.
And the way in which they are like an Airstream, in a sense, is the exterior mm-hmm. look, you know, has that the feel of just a classic, clean look to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they've got two. So one has a more muted silver, kind of a stainless steel, but burnished stainless right. steel a little bit. And then the other has that classic, like, white, almost fiberglass
but
looking eggshell, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both were really hip, really cool.
Gosh,
very
so
light. Now, for me,
1500 to tops 2700
pounds.
The
roof pops up like a cricket.
So or a Vanagon, you know?
So it has good headroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as someone who's 6 feet tall and a big guy, you know, would I be comfortable in it traveling a lot? That the dinette was small. I'm sorry, the dinette was a little on the small side.
Of course it's small.
Yeah.
It's a small trailer.
Well, that's the thing. You're getting a very small, light trailer.
Gosh.
So you would, if you were interested in something this small, I would tell you, spend some serious time in it. Like, you need to sit in it for like an hour. You know, like, you really need to go, like, sit down on it, lie on the bed, go into the bathroom. It's got that European kind of style. And there's no shower. So it's
right.
a nice bathroom.
Beautiful
Very
bathroom.
Nice bathroom.
Finishes
totally
are
good at that bathroom.
Perfect.
But you're taking a shower
point, nailed it.
At the campground shower if mm-hmm. you buy one of these. But you can get something as stylish as an Airstream, to Stephanie's point, for a fraction of the cost.
I cannot tell you how beautiful I think that these products are.
They are. And we're excited to see what Alzheimer's bringing over here. And, you know, now that there's a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of consolidation in the RV industry and the American companies, I think that it's kind of interesting that there's this big European company who really is trying to get a foothold in North America. First step was buying Road Track, and this is step two, bringing over some of these other models. So look, I think the story of the day here is the Ciro Scotti, and so we want to end with a really nice interview that you did with the grandson of the founder. So could you just set us up for this interview?
Yeah, I just talked to Gary. I said, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that don't really know there was a Ciro Scotti, and what happened to the Ciro Scotti, and why is it coming back? And want to just tell people that story. And, you know, I was just really touched by what an emotional experience it must have been, you know, for him to be here and to see his grandfather's company, the company that he worked in and was the president of for years, you know, to see it revived and, you know, back in action at the Hershey RV Show.
And they're rolling out more of these. So this is a big story in the RV industry this year. I'm glad you got this interview.
Hi, my name's Gary Pershall, and I am the past president of Ciro Scotti RV. Here today enjoying a display of new Scotti trailers being relaunched.
So you said that you're the past president, but you're also something else, right? What's your personal connection to the Ciro Scotti?
Well, my grandfather, John Ciro, and my father, Joe Pershall, were instrumental in getting the product to the market back in the 50s and through the 60s and the go-go 70s, and saw the product up through the 90s. Actually, my grandfather and my father were both very hands-on through the 80s. And into the 90s, I was involved with the product until we unfortunately had we had lost our facility in Pennsylvania in a fire, and it was a complete loss. Every jig, every print, all of our CAD drawings. So we were unable to go back into manufacturing. And recently we were able to, we had the opportunity to partner with Little Guy on the launch and the relaunch of the Scotti product. And it was really a super opportunity to get these products back in front of the RV public and offer a lot of the features and history of the original Scotti.
Now, some of our listeners know that the Ciro Scotti has not been manufactured, you know, for many years, but they didn't know why. So that was a really interesting story for us to learn about. But did you grow up actually camping in a Scotti?
I did. In fact, my family enjoyed a Scotti 15 and an 18 for many years. And enjoyed the rallies and traveling, and I knew the product very well, because as kids, you know, sleeping in the top bunk, you learn every square inch.
Right.
And it was really a neat opportunity, and I remember a lot of it, you know, with the gas lights and the furnace, the way the furnace worked, and just the little floor plan of a 15-footer, and it still is today. quite a unique design, very efficiently done.
Now, you're here very much in a business capacity. You're walking around, you're talking to people about these trailers, but this must be a pretty emotional experience for you also.
Well, it is. You know, when I first came in and I saw these products for the first time, you know, I really thought about my grandfather and my father and how they would feel knowing that after so many years, you know, here we are back in the spotlight and people are so surprised to see a Scotty back. And I've talked to several people yesterday that had Scotty trailers and from our area even and knew our manufacturing plant. So, yeah, it is an emotional moment to come into contact with those folks and see the product and know that it's the beginning of great things to come in the future.
We are very happy for you, and congratulations on this launch. We're going to be covering the Sierra Scotty a lot more in detail on some later episodes, but for right now, I want to direct everybody. One of the best things that I've seen since I've been here is you told me that picture that little guy is showing on their website, it shows that car towing. Do you know what year Highlander this is? Do you know what year that is?
Yeah, that would be a 1967, and you know, you can tell by the unusual window in the front. Tells you that's a 1967, and I know the car well because that was my father's car.
Right. And then you told me that you're actually the little boy with the dog that's over in the bottom right-hand corner of the picture.
You know, Stephanie, the biggest surprise of all was that the little guy management team, when they were looking over the some 300 photographs I have in my office, they picked that one. They thought it was a perfect photograph, and ironically, yes, I'm in the photo, and my neighbor is the kid hanging out the window with his dad driving. So it's an incredible photograph, first of all. And secondly, for them, little guy, to pick that photo for their brochure is really unexpected and certainly a surprise. And I'm honored to be on that photograph as a kid. I was, you know, probably 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah, this is in your blood. This is part of your experience, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I know where that photograph was taken, and it's right down the road from where I'm at right now. So
that's amazing. And I will definitely put this picture in the show notes so everybody can go over and see. And we're also going to link to all of the brochures, the floor models, those things.
Fabulous.
That everybody can go over to Little Guy and check that out. Well, it has been a pleasure to meet you, Gary. I was just really lucky to have had this opportunity to make that personal connection with this product and learn more about its history. So thank you so much for coming on and talking to our listeners.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for your time and efforts and bringing the news out about the Scotty trailer. And we're as excited as well and look forward to tomorrow with that new product.
All right. Congratulations and have a great time at the rest of the show.
You as well. Enjoy the day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much to Gary for just spending time with me. I had such a good time with him and his wife, Carrie. And, you know, I was just happy for them to see them experiencing this. And, you know, we're big cheerleaders in the industry. You know what? It's like, hey, look at that. Look at this. This is a story and we're going to follow the story.
And we're going to follow that little guy story. What are they going to do next? They're surprising a lot of people right now.
Yeah. And another interesting company that I like to follow is Progressive. Because they sponsor fun podcasts like this.
And I like to bookmark their blog, that, you know,
Lifelines
blog. It's one of my favorites, both at home and at work.
I love those bloggers over there at Lifelines.
And we have a body of work on that Lifelines blog. So check us out at Lifelines. Huge thank you to Progressive. Now, the rumor is, Stephanie, they sell insurance.
They do. And you can add your RV policy to another Progressive policy, like a home, auto, motorcycle, or boat. And it's a great way to save time and money. Get on the road to savings by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. What's your takeaway from the show?
My takeaway is, if you call Progressive for a policy quote, say, hey, thanks for sponsoring this great content. My takeaway is that the small trailers are really fun and really interesting. And tomorrow we're going to go to the high end with Bling. But then for the two episodes after that, we have to hit the meat and potatoes. We have to look at, even though the changes aren't as exciting, it's not as much like the big news out there and what's happening in the travel trailer market for 30-foot travel trailers. But we want to tackle that too in episodes 3 and 4 and dive into that great middle mass of RVs that are out there. So the expensive ones are exciting. the tiny trailers are exciting, but we know what most of you are probably actually buying, right? And we're going to cover that too.
All right. My takeaway is that there has been a lot of chatter in the RV industry for a long time that sort of average age of the RV buyer is getting lower. And then there's been a lot of pushback against that, right? And it's been like, oh, is it millennials and blah, 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 blah. I see today that there is a response, a very real response, not just chatter, a real response to the fact that people are entering into the RV market again as family campers, and they want an affordable, small, lightweight travel trailer that they can just get up and go with their family car. And I think it's out there.
I like your takeaway better than I like my takeaway. I mean, the bunks in the Ciro Scotty, I was not expecting that. You know, maybe I wasn't following it as closely as other people were, but to see that like two of the floor plans they have there were built for families, I love it. I really do. I'm excited for it, and I hope they do more floor plans that are good for people with kids.
All right, we will be...
We should have choices, too.
We should have choices, too. Right. All right, guys, we are going to be back tomorrow with a whole nother episode sponsored by Progressive. It's going to be The Bling is the Thing.
The Bling is the Thing. At least tomorrow it is.
So we're going to the other end, all right? Now, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to check out our other episodes of RV Family Travel Atlas. Check out our Campground of the Week, and also check out our podcast, Girl Camper, all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We are going to talk to you tomorrow.
Stay tuned.
At the campground.
See you at the RV show.
See you at the RV show.
We'll see you at the RV show.
Bye-bye.